to break it up. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. At New York University in downtown Manhattan, the NYPD working to clear out a pro-Palestinian demonstration in front of the university's business school where an encampment was set up. Police seen loading students and some faculty members onto buses across town at Columbia University. Classes were held virtually today as Jewish students expressed concerns for their safety after they say they were intimidated by the protesters. Demonstrations also held in Boston, California, and Michigan. President Biden was asked about the Columbia University protests this afternoon.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Last year, the Biden administration released a first-of-its-kind national strategy to counter anti-Semitism. An Arizona judge declared a mistrial in the case of rancher George Allen Kelly, who was accused of fatally shooting a Mexican man on his property near the U.S. border last year, a hearing set for next Monday when prosecutors could say whether they plan to retry the case. The Supreme Court will consider federal regulations of so-called ghost guns.
A 2022 Biden administration rule requires unfinished firearm parts like a frame or a receiver to be licensed and include serial numbers. Manufacturers must also carry out background checks for sales. But lower courts struck down that regulation, ruling the regulation went beyond the authority of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up an appeal from the Justice Department. Justices narrowly allowed the rule to stay in place during the legal fight on a 5-4 vote. Arguments are expected this fall.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Oklahoma City police say an investigation is ongoing after they discovered the bodies of five people, including at least two children, after they were called to a home on the city's southwest side earlier today. Police said the injuries to all five indicate they were murdered. The Supreme Court is set to hear a case that will have major implications for homeless policies nationwide.
The Supreme Court is expected to hear oral arguments in a case that could determine if it's unconstitutional for governments to enforce a public camping ban when there's nowhere else for unhoused folks to sleep. The case involves laws that officials in Grants Pass, Oregon enacted, allowing them to punish homeless people for sleeping in public places, even when no shelters are available. The federal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling the anti-camping ordinance violates the Eighth Amendment regarding cruel and unusual punishment. The city asking the high court to take up the case. City officials, including in San Francisco, submitting their own briefs, asking the court to clarify how officials can respond to encampments. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Two of America's largest grocery chains are announcing store closures.
Kroger and Albertsons will sell more than 160 additional stores, hoping to satisfy regulators who have concerns that their merger will control too much of the supermarket business. The two grocery giants have revised their deal with C&S Wholesale Grocers, which already was buying hundreds of locations. It will impact Albertsons stores in California and Wyoming, Safeway locations in Arizona and Colorado, and Kroger will sell its Washington-based Hagen brand to CNS. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Clothing Store Express has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and the company says it plans to close 95 of its stores, though it says a group of investors is interested in purchasing the majority of its stores. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.